The opinions expressed on the Munchies podcast are individual, and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Viewer discretion is advised for sensitive topics in this episode. Thank you for listening.
Okay, ready, guys?
Ready. Every time you do that.
Hey guys, welcome back to Munchies.
Somebody else. Damn, this is hard. Okay, I'll do the zoom.
Okay, you do the zoom. I'll do the cha. Okay.
The what? Whatever. Figure it out. Y'all can figure it out. Okay. Zoom 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 zoom
zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom
zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom zoom
Riff off challenge.
Do they actually have riff offs IRL? Like,
I mean, we just haven't had one, so.
TMU. Oh.
That was not a riff off. We could riff off.
We could riff off.
Can we riff off right now?
Yeah.
Episode with a riff off.
Okay, start.
Wait, what's the theme? We need a theme. I'm gonna search up riff off.
Riff off. I don't know that many songs. I don't know enough
categories.
Songs. I think. Here's the thing.
Nope.
not that one.
Wait, I'm gonna spin the wheel. I'm gonna spin the wheel.
Riff off. Theme songs. Okay. And
we're spinning the wheel, and it is. What?
Two.
What?
By an artist or band that starts with
an R. No, we're not.
R?
I don't know any.
R.
Renee Rapp. Go.
Renee. I don't
Wait,
know.
Wait, are we doing a riff off?
Yes.
Are you here?
You think we were joking. You thought this was a rabbit.
Wait, so if we have one off the top of our head, can we start?
Yeah, just start. Just
honestly,
go.
Just go.
Just
go.
Yeah.
Just go. Start. Okay, so you don't have it off the top of your head. Okay, thanks.
Well, I do, but I don't know a song. I need to think of a song.
What do you mean?
Like, I know the band.
Oh.
Oh, no, we can change the thing. Oh,
change the
shit. I thought you meant, like... Yeah, anyone can jump in after we get the scene. Okay.
Here's the thing.
What's the theme?
Songs of the part or all song in another language.
In another language?
Despacito.
I don't know like Spanish.
That? Oh.
How are you supposed to riff off on another?
I know.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
This is a dumb wheel.
You have to be really
talented.
Wait, one
more. Third time's a try.
Okay.
Third time's a try.
I mean...
Oh, we got the same one. So, okay, roll again.
Okay, one more.
What does that?
With the letter.
Artist or band with
the letter
with A. The letter
A.
Arctic Monkeys.
Why'd you only call me when you're hot? You want the song? Wait, guys, I'm an Arctic Monkeys fan. Trust. Okay. Wait, let me get into it.
You go.
I'm up a bit on a strange island, so I'm traveling. Diamonds, y'all, can we
try it like a diamond?
Please. Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Okay, another category, please.
Next. We could never be the Barton Bellas.
Yes, we can. Okay. About rain?
About rain.
Jog. Chocolate rain. Purple rain. Purple rain.
Rain on me.
Rain. On.
This is not what I'm
Rain on me.
Wait, okay, one more.
Rain on me. And we're filming at a different location. We actually have not filmed in the same location for any of our episodes.
No, this
that's
is
okay.
Yeah. First one was at Morgan's house. Second one was in my mom's car. And
in Mississauga.
At square one.
Mississauga Men's Center is what it should be called.
Isn't that where you grew up?
It sure is.
Isn't that where you
square
live?
Square one?
Saga Men Central.
Saga.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about it. Wait, can we do one more riff off?
Yeah, okay.
Can we try one more attempt? We, like, did not introduce Chini. Okay, yeah, Chini's a cat, by the way, y'all. If y'all couldn't tell.
Yes, she's a
meow, 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 meow.
But she doesn't meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Damn, vocals. Can we do a riff off with meow? Meow, meow.
What?
Listen to the lyrics.
Can we be serious?
No, no.
About animals. Let's do a riff off about animals.
What does the fox say?
Ning 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 ning.
What the fox say?
Whoop 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 whoop.
Oh,
what?
Do you not know this song?
Yeah, but I don't know.
You don't know what the fox says, do you?
What really does the fox say?
Don't they reveal it at the end?
Foxes bark.
Don't they reveal it at the end of that? Of
I don't think
song?
I've ever listened
don't
to
they tell
song?
Us the truth?
They don't. They expose the truth at the end of the song.
I don't think I've ever listened to the song all the way through.
Really? I love that song.
Oh, wow. You're a freak.
It's a good song. The bridge is good. Have you listened?
The bridge is good.
Okay. It's a really good bridge. Oh. Let's talk about Japan's publicist. Have you guys heard about that?
What?
About how after World War II, Japan had this whole, like, new image with like the anime and Hello Kitty thing, and that's how they like changed their entire like the entire world's view on the country.
Yeah, but that's also like there's also like white racism that's part of that because they like fetishize that like the anime and the girls and the children.
Yes. And but before they like created that image for themselves, Japan was like, it was seen as like how America is seen, like not in a good light.
And yeah, they're one of my colonizers.
Yeah, they are one of your colonizers.
Oh my god, do you guys want a history lesson? I actually have like a really good history lesson.
Get into it.
Okay.
Write an essay about.
Get into it.
Yes. Okay, essay.
It's related. Have you guys seen Shogun?
Started the first episode.
I also started the first episode, but I haven't.
It's a long fucking first episode.
It's long.
It's daunting.
It's because there's a lot of lore.
There's a lot of lore.
There's so much history. But there is, if that's too long for you and you want something with a similar like history background, Scorsese has this film with Andrew Garfield. I don't think like anyone has seen this movie, honestly, because
what?
I haven't heard about it since I took it in... Since I watched it because of my upper liberal class about imperialism through film, and he made this movie called Silence in 2018. Have you guys heard of it?
I think I have.
It's about like these priests that go to Japan and yeah. Anyways, there's like in the 17th century. This is like really boring jargon, but like I don't know. I find it really interesting.
Talk, girl.
I'm interested.
So basically, in the 17th century, this is like Europe's peak colonizing era. This is peak colonizing era. So they've been traveling. The big guys were like UK,
France,
Spain, and Italy. So they were all fighting to get as much countries as they can outside of Europe. Yeah, how about that? So in search of... So you guys know they're in search of the wet... Do you guys care?
Girl, finish the fucking history lesson. Yes. Like, I'm locked in.
Okay. So they tried to go and find India for the spices, but instead they found the West, right? But
what?
There was a group of, like, Portuguese people and, like, some Spanish people that, like... They thought if they took a route, like, down the Atlantic. So they went under India, so they missed it. And they found what is Japan. And
they missed fucking bad. Damn. Yeah. They went. They yeah. fucked Damn. That. Somebody did not Imagine chart that not course. Having
Google Maps, bro. Like, they like just blindly went on this wow. like yeah. ships where like.
And they thought they that Earth was flat at this point too.
I'm gonna say it, guys. I'm gonna say it. If I had been driving that ship, I would have found India.
Yeah. Me personally, I actually would have like yeah.
No, sorry. I would have drowned. I don't have that kind of trust in myself.
Do you not know how to swim?
I don't think I would have in the 17th century. I don't think I would have learned.
Do people not know how to swim in the 17th century?
Is that like I know how to swim now, but I feel like in the 17th century I would have had other things to worry about. You know? Like
yeah. Well, what if swimming was one of them?
I just don't think it would be.
But why wouldn't it be?
Well, I just like well, why India's would it be? Well,
India's a big place, so maybe she's in a place where it's not close to the water. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Are you racist?
Anyway,
you got me.
You got so me. So they ended up in Japan, and Japan was already like, they already had their own thing. So like Japan and Japan was like a. Japan and China were like one of the two countries that were like able to like sustain themselves against like colonialism, I fear, because they were already like technically they already had their own like beef and like
mm-hmm.
there's a long history of them forming a country. So they're basically already Japan. At this point in time, in the 17th century. And these Portuguese people were like, guys, you need to seek God. They're trying to spread the word of God.
Sorry. The mother was concerned about her child, and I had to ease her worries. Yeah.
They were worried about, like...
Hello.
They were like, what you need to spread doing? The word of Christ. But it was, like, 'Kay. A denomination of Christianity that was, like... I forget which one it was. Anyways... Where was the point of the story? How did why did I start telling the story?
I don't remember. You just said you had a history lesson for us.
So what's the rest of it?
Like, yeah, what's the lesson? Japan.
Yeah, so they were able to like actually fight back against like these Portuguese Spanish people trying to spread Christianity because they're like actually most of us are already like Buddhist.
Buddhist.
Buddhist. We have Buddhism.
Buddhism.
So they like Buddhist. Sent them to like the.
Would y'all Buddhist if it came on stage?
What do you mean? Wait, what?
Anyways, Japan was able to fight back against them what? And they weren't.
Yuck! I just touched your foot.
Did you?
Looking for that.
Quentin Tarantino in the house.
No! Don't start. I beat those allegations once.
Anyways,
never again.
Is it time for munchies? Yes, yeah, so let's freestyle.
Let's do that now, actually. Okay, ready?
Okay, what should we wrap? What's the theme for today, guys?
Let's Are talk
we dissing
about
each other? Are we dissing each other?
I feel like mean? It's Are not we creative enough for that, yeah. right now.
Should we just, like, see where the vibe is?
Yeah.
Somebody's
got to start it. Julian, you start it off.
Okay.
Somebody jump in. Just somebody jump in.
You have to start.
Why? Okay. Someone have a bar?
I got a bar.
Jump in.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 16.
Wait, okay,
let me get into it. Okay. Focus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8, 8, down on fucking plate. 8. Damn, these girls are so great. Yeah.
Oh my God. Us meeting was fate.
I just ate fucking microphone with my teeth.
With her teeth, she got beef. Tell your boyfriend if you got beef.
Okay, can we try that again?
Okay.
Chinny's over there eating on the plates.
And it's fate. Guess she wants to post mates.
Mm-hmm. And we really love getting baked. Yay.
Baking. bake like cookie. She wanna eat it like a cookie.
Cookie, Wookie.
Cookie monster, yep. Chomping on that.
Cookie monster.
Cookie monster, I wanna get on her. Her.
On her. I wanna despawn her.
What are you?
Do you guys think it would be better if we... Wait, we have like... Hold on. We need some inspiration, so let me...
We need a topic.
Let me pull up... Wait, I got you. Let me pull up what we have. We wrote some bars in here.
Yeah.
Sorry. Should we do the riff off thing and see if he'll give us a good topic?
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Hey,
Mickey.
Oh, Mickey.
Mickey Mouse.
Hey, Jude.
Hey,
Jude.
Oh, okay. One Direction. R.I.P. Liam
Payne. All right, we should talk about that. Oh, R.I.P. Liam Payne. Actually, maybe we shouldn't.
I don't really have anything to say unless y'all do.
I don't have anything to say.
You don't know you're beautiful.
Guys.
Okay, so we have no fucking flow.
Guys, I think we like flow.
Negative flow. Negative riz.
Wait.
Let's talk about something...
Let's talk about something funny, because we're a comedy podcast.
Can we do our ins and outs of the week?
What's our
what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Innie and outie.
Like, what's
belly
in,
button.
What's out? Like, like...
Okay, go.
You know?
You
okay, okay.
What's, you can start
I think it's safe to say Hawktua is out.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ooh, for you.
For you.
I think it's safe to say that Hawktua is out.
No.
It's no longer Hawktua, bruh. It's not no hawk to ver- it's remember.
It's
I don't even know.
Member. It's Movember, girl. It's we need to
exactly.
Go warm.
And I'm scared, guys. I don't want to see men's facial hair. I don't want to see it.
You should just walk around with a pair of scissors and like
yeah.
Cut it all off.
Yeah. I should walk around with a razor.
Yeah.
Just, like,
can I shave you for free?
Can I just walk
can I shave
you?
Graze you?
Yeah. Graze you.
I think you would like get charged with assault.
Is that assault?
Yeah.
Or like
no, I'm doing them a favor.
Oh yeah. Actually, you're doing like yeah, you're doing God's
I'm doing
work.
Public
they should
service
be charged.
Work. To be honest,
they should pay you. Yeah,
yeah
they should definitely
should pay,
you
pay
you.
For doing come that. To my barber service, Evie's barber, Evie's salon. Barber salon? Is that what they're called?
You can call it whatever
barber.
You want, baby
come
girl.
Come to Evie's barber salon for a good trim and a touch up.
Yes, ma'am.
Lift and sew.
That's what I specialize in.
Can I get a bleach and sew?
Can I get a bleach
and
sew?
Smiley face. A bleach
and
sew.
My ins are your mama.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Okay, ins and out. Ins and out. Out. Hawktua. I'm going to say in this week are Tim's Farmer's Wraps. Is that
no.
What they're called?
Tim's
are
Farmer's Wraps?
Serious?
So you really love diarrhea. You love getting exposed to diarrhea.
I've been backed up from all the pumpkin seeds.
Pumpkin seeds?
The coffee and Tim's Farmer's Wrap combo is literally a
lethal.
Recipe for my...
Lethal diarrhea. Did you know Thomas Jefferson died from diarrhea?
That's
you know,
actually embarrassing.
You know Al Capone died in jail for tax evasion and he died of like explosive like diarrhea. It was like some like poopy thing.
Poopy thing. Imagine dying of poo,
right?
Poo.
Like dying on the toilet.
He's dead of poo.
He died on the
dying
toilet.
On the toilet.
So Elvis died on the toilet.
He did.
Well, wasn't he like a?
He was
person?
Not a good.
Yeah. So
So he deserved
power
to
Priscilla.
Honestly, yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
For what
let's
he did, Priscilla.
Priscilla.
That's fair.
Priscilla.
That's fair.
Stealing. Yeah. But why did Trisha Paytas name her daughter Elvis?
Her daughter.
Yeah.
Her second daughter. Is named Elvis because she really loved the name.
Do you
Elvis.
Do you believe the conspiracy theory that celebrities give their kids weird
fake
ass names
yes.
So that they can protect them? So that
Ebon Musketeer definitely named his gave us
who
a code
is
name.
Ebon Musketeer?
Ebon Musketeer.
Elon Musk like, definitely named that like one. He gave us a line of code as a name. Please.
What was the kid's name again?
XYZ Angel. Literally, what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks, guys. Thank you for listening.
Mm-cha-cha. 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 Mm-cha-cha.